Immerse yourself in a journey of hope and renewal as we explore the 10 promises of God that have the power to transform your life. These promises, rooted in the eternal truth of the Holy Scriptures, offer comfort, strength, and direction in times of difficulty and challenge. From the promise of unconditional love to the assurance of forgiveness and redemption, these divine promises are a beacon of light in the darkness and a source of inspiration for those seeking peace and meaning in their lives. Prepare to be guided by God's eternal truth and unconditional love as we explore together the promises that have the power to change your life forever. The promise of wisdom. In the ancient days of Israel, the young King Solomon ascended to the throne following his father David, a man after God's own heart. The task he had ahead was colossal, to rule over a kingdom of diverse peoples and to maintain peace and justice. One night in Gibeon, God appeared to him in a dream and said, "Ask what you want me to give you." Aware of his youth and inexperience, Solomon requested a gift that only heaven could grant. "Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil." His request was not for wealth or long life, but for wisdom to administer justice and guide his people. The Lord, pleased with Solomon's request, granted him not only unparalleled wisdom, but also what he had not asked for: wealth and honor, like no other king had before or after him. Under his reign, Israel experienced an era of prosperity and peace, and Solomon's wisdom became proverbial. His sayings and judgments were dispersed among all the surrounding nations, attracting kings and wise men who came to hear the wisdom that God had placed in his heart. The promise of presence. After Moses' death, the mantle of leadership fell upon Joshua, his faithful servant. The mission God entrusted him with was monumental, leading the children of Israel across the Jordan River into the land that he had promised them. Given the magnitude of this task, Joshua's heart might have wavered, but the Lord assured him with firm and comforting words, "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." With this divine promise, Joshua felt strengthened. He was not alone. God's presence would be his constant company and guide. With faith and obedience, Joshua led his people to the conquest of Canaan, and every step of the way, every battle fought, was a testimony to God's faithfulness. The Lord's presence was a source of courage and wisdom. And under his shadow, Joshua and the people of Israel achieved victories that can only be attributed to the power of the Almighty. The promise of peace. In the twilight of his earthly ministry, Jesus gathered his disciples who would face trials and tribulations that would challenge their faith. Amidst the uncertainty, he offered them an eternal gift, his peace. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you," he assured them. "Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." It wasn't a transient peace, subject to circumstances or the whims of this world, but a peace that surpasses all understanding, capable of guarding their hearts and their minds. This promise of peace was not only for the disciples of that time, but extends to all who follow Christ. In times of distress, when the waves of life threaten to overwhelm us, we can cling to this promise. The peace of Christ is an anchor for the soul, a safe refuge in the midst of the storm, and a source of comfort and strength that allows us to face each day with hope and confidence. The promise of provision. In the deserts of Sinai, the people of Israel faced the uncertainty of survival. Food was scarce, and the fear of hunger hung over them. That's when God stepped in with a promise of daily provision. "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you," he declared. Each morning, the manna, a thin bread like frost, covered the ground, and each family gathered what was necessary for the day. This miraculous provision not only satisfied their physical hunger, but also taught them to depend on God's faithfulness and to live in obedience to his word. Throughout the 40 years in the desert, the manna never failed. It was a constant reminder that even in the most desolate places, God's generosity knows no bounds. God's promise of provision extends beyond physical sustenance. It is a guarantee that He will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory. The promise of protection. King David, a man after God's own heart, faced countless dangers and adversaries throughout his life. From the giant Goliath to threats from enemy realms, his existence was marked by physical and spiritual battles. Amid these struggles, he found refuge in God's promise of protection. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? Sang David in the Psalms. This promise was manifested on countless occasions, protecting David and leading him to unexpected victories. Divine protection is not limited to the absence of harm. It is an active presence that guards us, guides us, and brings us to a place of safety and peace, even when circumstances seem insurmountable. The promise of faithfulness. The story of Abraham is one of faith and loyalty. Called to leave his land and his kin, Abraham obeyed and set out for the unknown. God promised to make him a great nation, bless him, and make his name great. Despite challenges and delays in the fulfillment of this promise, Abraham remained steadfast in his faith. God honored Abraham's loyalty and kept his word. Abraham's offspring multiplied like the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea. God's fidelity was demonstrated through generations, and the promise to Abraham became a cornerstone of Jewish and Christian faith, a testimony that God fulfills His promises, even when they seem impossible to our eyes. The promise of restoration. The story of Job is one of the most touching regarding divine restoration. Job, a righteous and God-fearing man, suffered the loss of his belongings, his children, and his health. Despite his immense affliction and the accusations of his friends, Job maintained his integrity and faith in God. At the end of his trial, God not only restored Job's fortune, but doubled it. And the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, the book of Job tells us. This promise of restoration is a testimony of God's redemptive power, which can bring beauty from ashes and joy from sadness. The promise of victory over temptation. The life of Joseph, sold as a slave by his own brothers, is a story of integrity and victory over temptation. In Egypt, he faced the seduction of Potiphar's wife. But Joseph rejected her advances, choosing to honor God above any momentary pleasure. His faithfulness was tested, and although he was unjustly imprisoned, God exalted him, making him governor of Egypt. The promise of victory over temptation is clear. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to humanity, but faithful is God, who will not let you be tempted more than you can resist. The promise of comfort in suffering. The prophet Isaiah spoke of a suffering servant, a messianic figure who would bear humanity's sorrows and sufferings. Jesus, identified as that servant, offered comfort through his own suffering on the cross. Surely he has borne our infirmities and suffered our sorrows, proclaims Isaiah. In the midst of our own pain, the promise of comfort of God is a source of strength and hope, reminding us that we are not alone in our afflictions and that there is a redemptive purpose in suffering. The promise of redemption. The story of redemption is central to the biblical narrative. From the Garden of Eden, where humanity fell into sin, to Mount Calvary, where redemption was secured, God has been weaving His plan of salvation. The promise of redemption became flesh in Jesus, who said, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This promise is the cornerstone of the Christian faith, offering hope and new life to all who approach God in repentance and faith. The promise of the new creation. The Apostle John, exiled on the island of Patmos, received a vision of the end of times and the promise of a new creation. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth," he wrote, "for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. God himself will dwell with his people, and he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor mourning, nor crying, nor pain, for the old order of things has passed away. This promise of a new creation is the future hope of complete restoration and redemption of all creation. The promise of the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus is the promise of victory over death and the grave. I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus declared. He who believes in me, even though he is dead, will live. The resurrection is not just a historical event, it is a promise of eternal life for all who are united to Christ by faith. This promise assures us that, just as Jesus was raised from the dead, so too we will be resurrected and live with him forever. The promise of divine guidance. The life of Moses is a testament to divine guidance. From his miraculous salvation in the waters of the Nile to his call in the burning bush, Moses experienced the supernatural direction of God. When leading Israel through the wilderness, the presence of God was visible in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. "The Lord will go ahead of you," God assured him, "and the Lord will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be intimidated." This promise of guidance is a light for our path and a lamp for our feet, reminding us that if we follow God, he will guide us in each decision and every step we take. The promise of unconditional love. Perhaps no story better illustrates the unconditional love of God than the parable of the prodigal son. A young man who, after wasting his inheritance on a dissolute life, returns home, hoping to be treated as one of his father's servants. However, he is received with open arms and a celebration. "For this, my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." This parable reflects God's heart towards us, love that is not based on our performance, but on his grace. Regardless of how far we have strayed, God's love awaits us with the promise of acceptance and forgiveness. The promise of eternity with God. John's final revelation gives us a vision of eternity with God. In this vision, we see a river clear as crystal, originating from the throne of God and the Lamb, and in the middle of the city, the tree of life that bears fruit every month and whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. "And they will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads." The promise of eternity is not just an existence without end, but life in the full and glorious presence of God, where every moment is filled with his love and light. As a reward for getting this far, I present to you three extra promises that you surely did not expect or know. The promise of direction in the way. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." Psalms chapter 32, verse 8. This promise was given in God to see us through. A context of repentance and forgiveness. David had experienced God's loving guidance, even in the midst of his failure. God's promise of guidance is a reminder that he is committed to showing us the way forward, watching over every step we take, and guiding us towards restoration and fullness of life. The promise of deliverance. "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them." Psalm chapter 34, verse 7. This promise is found in a psalm of David, who often faced mortal dangers. The image of the angel of the Lord camping around the faithful is powerful, suggesting divine protection against physical and spiritual threats. It is a promise of deliverance that encompasses not just physical safety, but also spiritual release from the fears that besiege us. The promise of blessing through concern for others. "Blessed is he who cares for the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble." Psalm chapter 41, verse 1. This promise highlights the importance of compassion and generosity. God promises to bless those who take care of the needy, ensuring his help in times of adversity. It is a call to live a life of service and altruism, trusting that God will honor and protect those who reflect his heart toward the less fortunate. We have explored the 10 promises of God that have the power to transform our lives in deep and meaningful ways. These promises, rooted in divine truth and love, offer us comfort in times of difficulty, give us strength in moments of weakness, and guide us on a path of hope and renewal. Through these promises, we have been reminded of the immense love of God for each one of us, his unwavering commitment to our happiness, and his desire to guide us towards a full and meaningful life. They remind us that even in the darkest moments, there is always light at the end of the tunnel, and we can rely on God's faithfulness to see us through. God to fulfill his promises in our lives. May these promises continue to inspire us to live with faith, hope, and gratitude, and may they encourage us to share God's love and kindness with others. May we find comfort in his promise to be with us at all times, strength in his promise to give us the strength we need, and peace in his promise of a future filled with hope and blessings. Thus, we conclude our journey through the 10 promises of God that will change our lives, in the hope that these eternal truths will accompany us on our spiritual journey and fill us with the certainty that, with God by our side, nothing is impossible.